New Father's Todd, and all them walked out, didn't they?
So your father was a paper maker?
Oh, yeah.
In a hand mill or a machine
mill?
Yeah,
not a hand mill.
Where was that? His family died. You said if you were a papermaker's son, then you were guaranteed apprenticeship, and if you were...
Well, if there was a vacancy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they'd only... there's a rules in here.
The rules are all listed there.
Yeah. And, you know, they could take an outsider, you know, if there was a vacancy and they wanted another apprentice, then they, you know, they'd have a meeting, and they'd all have to be agreed between all the mills throughout the country, like. And
maybe
take them on.
That was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's called a ring. Like,
Harry said he wasn't from a papermaker's family. That he was just lucky. He said that when he was 14 years and a month, they needed someone, and he was there.
Yeah, well, he did say he was lucky, because I think it was... They couldn't take them out when they was 14... You know, 14 and a quarter,
yeah.
14 and 3 months. After that, they wouldn't allow to take them.
They're too old?
Yeah. It's all in a book here somewhere.
You never knew how long they were stopping for. I bet you didn't get any raise in that question.
Just sit and talk.
People,
they only got paid for what they've done. And by the end of
the week, perhaps
they'd done a half a day, wouldn't they, then? You know, ready for the start the following week. You never quite knew what you were going to get that week.
After, like, a Christmas holiday or something?
Mm-hmm.
And when the apprentice had made his first proposal paper, you know, he had to buy a gallon of beer and bring up from there. That was the end of that day's work. He just wants each gallon come up. They keep sending for more. They send their packages down for more. Down to the pump, down to the monsters there.
How do you get it up?
Hmm?
How did you get them?
Well, they bring it up in jars.
Yeah.
You know, gallon
jars.
They have two. They wouldn't go down for one.
Right.
They go down for the first one, what their apprentice bought. You know. It was when he made his first pull, when he cooked his first pull, and when he came into his last year. So he had to buy 3 gallons here to try this shit.
Uh-huh.
And that's if he, you know, if he could make a post then.
What do you mean if he could make a post? If the whole post came out good, or?
Well,
I mean, because
he wouldn't get too tired.
What?
Well, they wouldn't allow him to make it until he could, you know, until he could do it properly. Like,
you mean keeping the right rhythm?
They do him, you know, he'd start off with a couple of two or three sheets. And gradually work up.
Let them do
a few more each day, like, you know.
Right.
And what would they look for when they were was that just to keep him slow, or would they see that he was getting, like, he's getting wedgy or something? Do you know? I mean, what would they look for?
Although, if he could make it, you know, an even sheet, how you're supposed to learn, I don't know, because you weren't allowed to touch the mold. Of course, what we used to do was
wait till everybody's gone
and see exactly how they had them set. Because,
right, if they found out.
because you were always there last as an apprentice, because you'd be laying off, like, you know, you had to lay off the last post you made.
Yeah. No, it was a very, very close thing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Very private, you know, for their own group.
Mm-hmm.
It's still probably that way. There must be a lot of people still around that worked at the mill.
They
got moved out or something like that.
Well, thinking back to Cyril's time when he was finished, and people used to get apprentices coming. And they didn't want 6 or 7 years.
Mm.
And it was really hard work when they were teaching.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like what they do at Rookie Hall.
No way.
6 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And never in court,
short time. So it was really, you know, hard work. I mean, you see I think this is what really began the beginning of the end of it. You know what I mean? You couldn't get the men to come in and do apprenticeship to worry about what they were doing, you know, and to do it, you got to like to do it. Otherwise you lose interest and you couldn't tell if it was an old or a what, couldn't you?
So you were sort of in the last group of people where there was a bunch of apprentices your age, or was it?
Ronald Eden was there, someone
in there. Ronald Eden was about 5 years.
Yeah. Did he apprentice here?
Volunteered from the Navy when war broke out. He went to me. And they sent him home again. They found out he'd been in like 3 months of me. And they found out he wasn't old enough to send him home again. That he was.
He volunteered to get out of his apprenticeship as a paper maker?
Yeah,
he went... Oh, he was Navy mad, I think, at that time, wasn't he?
What did he do when he came home? He didn't go back in.
No, he went out to timber work.
Yeah, he did work at paper making again. He went back to work his house.
Well, he come back here after the war, didn't he? Yeah. Come back to that, yeah. After the war.
Here at Tuckahoe?
Yeah. And then after that, he was here at the time, wasn't he? They fell out and now we're going to phone in the money after the time up here. and he went off and then Sid Cabon went back just after me.
Who's that?
Cabon. He's up at Oakville now, so lives in the village, but he's retired. He's been out a bit older than me.
Was he a paper maker down here then?
Yeah.
Did he work in that?
Yeah. He done his apprenticeship at the Hale Mill. And came down here.
Was
he down here too long? No, he wasn't. See, if I was wanting to get in touch with him, I'd have to know, hear his name a little clearer.
Cabon, C-A-B-O-N.
Sid?
Yeah.
He lives right there in Wookiee Hall.
He lives at Wookiee Hall, yeah. You know that detail there as you go in through the main gate. You talk forever more.
But he'll remember, yeah, he'll remember a bit, I'm sure. He's the owner of the mill, right? And he's in or he's out?
He's in until lunchtime.
So I should walk over there and say hello to him after we finish our tea.
Well, I said to him, it's not that.
Oh, we should say hello to him.
Well, he lives down.
So he couldn't dry the half stuff. Yeah.
And then he wouldn't. I mean, he'd get something in his mind. He wouldn't listen. Well, you know, I said, well, you're not charging enough. You know, I'm a manager there. Right?
Yeah.
I said, you're not charging enough for it, you know, to cover everything we're doing. And if we charge, not even more, we won't get anything, you know. I think. After we closed down, they sent a town meeting over at that one. They sent in, and they were offering about 3 or 4 times as much as what we were charging to get it, because they couldn't get it. But he wouldn't listen.
Yeah. Seems to be... All right.
You can get it. You know those pushers, aren't you? They used to hang up when they were at the end there. They say to them, do you know what that is, Leonard? To get that, use it for pushing. Use it. You see, it's enough. You didn't have any old rigmarole. It was enough to, you know, to use that to push it down.
Push your pole down.
Yeah. It makes a difference, doesn't it, really?
You know, scrap merchants from miles around. But they probably seen them.
You think some scrap merchants just...
Yeah.
There was a pile of molds. There was about... He had about 60 pairs.
That's how they got it. Crap must be bad.
They were clearing out some of the other stuff.
Well, everything that got to the place, right?
Yeah.
And I expect, you know, as they were going around, you know what crap merchants are anyway.
Did it still have... Yeah, was there still...
Get whatever they
did. Yeah. Was there still vats then, too?
Well, they were all smashed.
But there was that then. They smashed them to get the
eggs.
Mm.
And the eggs and all the iron and
No, I'm fine. That's great. One of the molds that he had had squares cut out in the screen. It was a woe screen. And there was like little watermarks must have been able to clamp on, pull off, and clamp out. Did you ever see anything like that? It must have been for some kind of picture watermark, because there was these little straps with little clamps that... Yeah.
No.
It was right in the beginning, though, that was. 1950...
Oh, that's right.
1955. That must have been when he just came into it, yeah?
This is before he went first.
It's 1955 when it was written.
Oh, well, that's different.
What was 1955 like? When that would have been... I mean, how was the mill going good then? Did you work here in 1955? In 60 or 70.
No, I was amazed. But if it was that long ago, then probably,
Things were different then, huh? Can you remember, was he a different person in the beginning than he was towards the end?
Yes, he would listen to people that knew nothing about it. That's right, yeah. And he'd ask him a so-called thing. Come on. He'd come into the office and find them all. Even if they knew that they could talk to him like that, would have to say nothing. That's what I was living. We were living in Harrison, and we got thrown out on the street by my father died. That's the old, because it was a tied house.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
Tied house? What does that mean?
It means that it goes with the job.
Okay.
And my father died. No lumber repair maker. And we were out on the roads and wandering around anyway. Somebody took us in bash thinking. And then we went to farmers a little bit after that, got out and went to farmers. And then when I went to the planter thing, they had this little cottage going under there. They gave us a cottage living,
Did you have others in your family besides you?
Your brother and myself.
Your mother and
yourself? Your mother and yourself. Not when we were right,
Just have them tell you about that again, so we don't forget. There was four piles, you're saying?
Yes. When you were sorting, you have your pile in front that was unsorted. Then you turn each sheet, and you'd have four different piles. You'd have a good, and a retrieve, which was the second, and then an outside. And then they broke, because sometimes they take outside, they buy the outside. Quite so bad as what the broken one.
And the broke, you would sell, or you would
repulp.
It would have to be, foiled before you could...
To get rid of the size before
you could use it again. Yeah? If you didn't, you'd get, if you tried to use it without...
Boiling it, you'd probably get little lumps in the paper. And then you've got some brain stain at the same time. And the Italians were just throwing it in like this, and they didn't boil it at all. This is just a little test to test the recording skill of that paper while drying dishes. You want to say something, Nellie?
Yes, you live in the fire room. I'm not going to wait for a glass. What should I make?
Was that a vat mill?
That was a rag mill, yes.
But it never had a vat, a hand paper making mill there for a long time.
Did Ivy Bridge start off as a handmade mill? Was it the handmade mill?
I think it tells the air of it,
Did your family work at Ivy Bridge?
Huh?
Did your parents work at Ivy Bridge?
No, my father was a queen. He worked in Ivy Bridge. He lived in Ivy Bridge only about 2 years.
Your father wasn't in the paper industry?
No, he wasn't in the paper industry. He used to work for Mrs. Eden Douglas, you know.
Who?
Mrs. Eden?
Oh, yeah.
She was an Allen. An Allen at the mill.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
She was one of Allen. She married a major.
She lived in Beaconville.
Yeah?
She lived in Beaconville.
No.
That was another
island,
wasn't it?
Right. Well, I worked in Ivy Bridge Mill for 51 years.
How did you start as an apprentice? If you weren't in a papermaking family, did they just let you?
Well, I started as a cupboard boy.
And why did they let you do that, since you weren't from a papermaking family? It didn't matter?
Well, they used to run for the cupboard on the end of the machines, you see, then, at that day. But after that, after 2 years, they moved to what they call the living room dockers, you know, and where they are now.
Yeah.
The what?
And
the rolling room,
they call
it.
Why is it
a rolling room?
I was a cutter then, but I was 16. Then in 1916, I had to join up for the war. So I'd done 2.5 years in the war. And I'd done 6 months out on the Somme in France.
You were only 18 then, weren't you, Bill?
Huh?
18 were you then?
Yeah.
On the Somme?
On the Somme, I was on the Somme in 1918.
Yeah.
When they got through the Limburg line. Mm. I lost a lot of men there too.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah.
Where the
paper-making
machine is, then?
Right.
What is it called, a rolling room? Was that the cupboard?
Well, there used to be a set of rollers there.
Yeah.
Rolling the paper, you know.
Yeah,
they
used
to put it between sinks if they wanted linen.
Oh, so for finishing, the
paper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used to roll it there.
Super calendar.
Then they put the strippers out there, see?
They had the super calendar and alternate steel and linen. Steel and linen rolls.
Oh.
They used to put heat in them and damp the paper down, and then they used to put it through the calendars to
finish it off.
To get a very, very glossy finish.
Mm-hmm.
Very high finish.
Yeah, of course, up over in the soda, wasn't it? The soda.
Yeah, they had a big rack of
soda
and
counters.
And
I always used to count by arms and all.
Yeah, we've always been interested. How
many rooms? 4 fives, 3 and 2, that's 25 for choir.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See? 20 of those was 500.
Finishing department. We had about 40 women working in the radlock.
Yeah. When you came in 1950, were they still sorting rags there?
Yeah, in 1956 they were still sorting rags, yeah. But gradually, because of the effluent problems and so forth, the amount of rags that they boiled went down and down, and we tried to put a recovery process in to... We just burned off the black liquor and didn't let it out into the river.
Mm.
Eventually it got so, you know, the rules got so stringent that they had to stop it altogether. So now they're buying cotton linters,
right?
From Hercules,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which you've probably heard of.
Yeah, a US company, huh? Mm-hmm.
I think we've got a place up in the northwest where they boil all their cotton linters, how they get away with the ethanol. Needle? No, not hay.
In this area?
In the south, near the bar.
Oh yeah, Wookie Hall.
No, that wasn't Wookie Hall. That one was called Cali.
Hodgkins was what it was called
then. I don't know the name. I know Wookie Hall still, but well, you're going there tomorrow, aren't
you? Yeah, we're going that tour. We're also interested in aspects of the machine industry that are related to hand industry, like, the beating processes were similar. You had a process rags. It's always one of the things that's lost now is the sorting of rags. People are so skilled at that, and now there's just no. That wasn't ever passed on, how to see a rag and know what it was, or to feel a rag, how those people who did it so much.
Yeah, there were tests that we used to carry out. One of the main ones was burning it. You could tell a lot by just burning it, just by the smell.
Right, if it had.
And the way it burnt, you could tell, whether it was cotton or whether it was synthetic. And there were other tests that we used to do as well. But, of course, a good rag not forming could sort them out pretty well, by pinching them. Another one was the turbanized, when they started bringing out turbanized collars. Why you didn't make the starch your shirts and that. You had an awful job. You couldn't digest them. you had to chuck them out.
Didn't ever break down.
Yeah. Because you couldn't get rid of the wet paint.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call the melamine wet paint.
I wonder if that fellow who got the mold, if he got any documentary evidence, like letters or journals or anything that would be of any assistance in studying the mill, pictures, you know what I mean? Or if he was just interested in that bit of the mold. Would it be someone that maybe he wouldn't want me to know him, but would you be able to give him a call on our behalf to see if he acquired anything that would be interesting in our writing of the history? Let me turn this off in that regard.
A customer's watermark. They were all watermarks.
You don't think he just destroyed it because he wanted everything destroyed? You don't know the man personally?
Well, I didn't know him personally. I met him once, but I didn't sort of have any good contact with him at all. And what happened to the documents from the mill, I couldn't say.
I talked to him and he said he didn't want to be bothered. I wonder if there's anybody that was a good friend of his that would know that wouldn't mind talking
for him. The paper maker, he was an only chap there, and I couldn't say really.
Mm.
He was the only one that could mention by name, the money there. I think I only visited the place once.
It's interesting to know that his father worked
His father was quite a big man in the paper trade. In fact, he came from a place called Settle in Yorkshire.
S-E-T-T-L-E, Settle?
S-E-T-T-L-E, yes, Settle. He came from Settle in Yorkshire.
From a paper-making family, sir?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Hmm.
I don't think he was a mill in Settle. I know he was a sort of philanthropist to the local cricket team and things like that. He sort of built the pavilion for the cricket club. He came down to, as I say, he owned the Ely paper mill in Cardiff. And I think he owned also the Tree Forest coating factory, which is now closed down. But Ely paper mill is still going.
And that's spelled?
E-L-Y.
E-L-Y.
Ely, yeah. That's actually inside of the
site. And what did they make for?
Well, we used to make quite a lot of banks and bonds. And we used to make vegetable parchment.
Mm-hmm.
They used to put it through a bath of stone sulfuric acid, the parchment type, and they used it also
Okay.
I've read about that process. Have you ever experimented with that yourself?
Well, I've seen the process itself. There used to be another vegetable park in St. Kent, which belonged to this thing. That was the paper, and then put it through this parchment paper, and then later on they put it through silicone back, which made the paper type of paper that you could put in the oven.
You could put in your silicone sort of paper, and it wouldn't harm.
Okay,
so were you involved at all in the... Do you know when wax paper was invented?
Wax paper?
Yeah.
Well, that was one of the things we used to make at St. Mills. When I first went there, we used to make what we called waxing cartridge. It was a container. But we didn't actually do the waxing, we only made the paper.
There's a special formulation that had to be made to support the wax?
Well, it was, 100% molding content. That would be certain absorbency for the waxing process. Another process, another paper that they made at St. Mills was tabulating cards. For putting through before computers came in, index filing your cards and things like that.
Did you have to make that a very special specification? Do you remember anything about that?
One of the things was rigidity. And the thing was curly. I didn't have any curl in the paper.
How did it get curl out? How did they get the curl out?
Well, it was mostly by the wet setting and also by the food on the off the dryer. They put it through a bath of starch, a starch bath, and then put it through after dryer, and the temperature of it. So the dryer is between the top and the bottom. The differential between the top and the bottom of the dryer is just to control the curls.
So enhancers are making a lot of times we have curl problems, and it doesn't seem like there should be any.
The curl, well, it is a big problem, curl, especially in the lateral printing.
Yeah.
And,
Is that control, as a chemist, was that part of your problem, or was that more of a machinist problem?
The testing was our problem.
To determine why it was occurring?
Well, probably it's just as I say, it was a drying process after it had been put through the ice rack. It's a differential between...
So it didn't matter so much.
The colours used to be on the end of the machine, you know, and they used to have a board across. And they used to always lay on the paper, touch it by hand, and even the lead all the time. And from there, you know, watch the rubber mark, keep it in place, you see, register. And then they used to take it out of the board level, weigh it up, see, keep it up, then they used to measure it up in stents, what they call stents, by reams.
A stent, S-T-I-N-T?
Then they used to take it away one time, but now they got self-layered on the cover, and they don't.
What
was your job after you were a cutter boy?
I ran the cutter for 40 years, 40 years. And I used to